When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dawn Myers is rocking the beauty world with her game-changing invention for curly and coily hair. It's called the Mint.
All of the companies that typically are responsible for putting out products for us, right? When you think about all of our legacy brands, they're the ones who are putting it out. But those people do not understand what the back end of our wash day looks like. Like, there have been men who I've dated who were apparently tolerating me, right? But who told me, I mean, I really like it when you straighten your hair. Can you straighten it for
that? That's a preference.
I'd really like to give you an offer because I just think you're so spectacular. And I just understand this.
My dear friend, Dawn. What's up, Dawn?
We don't have a pathway into hardware because, again, that barrier to entry is incredible.
When you're saying barrier to entry, you need to have at least $3 million. You're talking about $3 million in capital raise.
That's right.
One thing about me is I'm not book smart. I'm street smart, and I know how to sell. Mm. And there was a sales opportunity, the sales job open. They wouldn't give me the job because the guy told me.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy Anthony O'Neal. Welcome back to the table. I am excited for two things. Number one, today, if you're watching this show on July 1st, man, it is my birthday. I am 40 years old today, and I am grateful that God has allowed me to see 40 years of living, 40 years of growing, 40 years of evolving. 40 years of maturing, 40 years of making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, 40 years of sometimes failing, but failing didn't stop me from progressing forward. And so I want to thank you all for rocking with me as long as you have been rocking with me. It's been a great journey. I am currently in Italy, having a great time and just celebrating my 40th. But you all know me over the last 2 or 3 years. As I've matured, I have learned that we have to start celebrating and supporting our African-American sisters, our Black sisters, because these sisters are taking on a lot. They're building a lot. They're single mothers and still doing what they need to be doing. And over the last few years, I've really come to like, yo, I got to protect them. I got to support them. I got to use my platform to help them. And I said, man, you know what? What better show to have on my birthday is to have an amazing, strong Black woman who's been through a lot, who's built something amazing. And we're just going to have a very rich conversation that I believe, one, will inspire not just our sisters, but all of us to continue to go after our dreams, even when obstacles get in our way. And two, we're even going to have a religious conversation today. You know, it's going to be a dope show. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for your birthday wishes. Thank you for the birthday love. You all know me, the month of July. I take off the entire month of July. So, hey, these shows were recorded in the month of June. I'm recording it now in the month of June. But I unplug, and so I can recharge. And when I come back next month, August 1st, I got something special that I'm announcing that I am sharing with the world for the first time ever. So I'm going to come back way more charged, and I cannot wait to get back to be talking with you. But y'all, let's not prolong this time. Let's get to my dear friend, my new sister from another missus, my dear friend Dawn. What's up, Dawn? Dawn M. We ain't gonna put your last name out there.
You can put my last name out there.
What is it, Myers?
Myers.
Yeah. Listen, y'all. She walked in, just a sweet spirit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I said, you have such a calm spirit. And he was like, nah, I'm not known for calmness.
That's not my reputation.
Dawn, man, I love it. Thank you for coming to the table.
Of course. Thank my pleasure. For, my honor.
This conversation, it was so funny. It's one of my friends. She goes to my church. She's a news reporter here. I remember her calling me. She did a show on you. And she's like, yo, Ayo, you got to have her on the show. She was like, Jay, love you. She was like, yo, you got to have her. You got to get her. And she hit me like 2 or 3 times. Like, yo, you got to have her. And then I see you was on my big sister show, Tamron Hall.
That's
Tam,
right.
Love you, sis. And you're killing it. And I just started doing some research. But lo and behold, my team was like, yo, but you also sent us some stuff a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, well, look how things have turned around.
That's
like,
right.
You were already rocking with us and saying, hey, I need to get some advice here. Cool, great.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yo, love what you're doing. Love what you're building. Let's get you on the show. And so we're just going to have a real conversation today.
Let's do it.
Let's have a real conversation. Let's go back. You have this amazing product sitting next to you right now. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Mint.
That's right.
And it is, I don't know, what is it? Because I'm not a man, but I know it's like a comb for natural hair and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you've started this business called The Ritualist.
Ritualist, that's right.
Ritualist.
Yep, Ritualist.
I want to start there.
Yeah.
Break down the name of the company and why this is so important for you being a Black woman.
Yeah. So this is my second or third brand, depending on how you count
it.
And what's really important to me, right? We've had a lot of beautiful brands come out in the last, I'm going to say 10, 15 years with liquid products.
Liquid products.
Yes. So when you think about going natural and embracing your natural textured hair.
Yes, ma'am.
15, 20 years ago, we didn't have any products.
I want to move these flowers.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Perfect.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
We had liquid products or we didn't have any liquid products. And so I remember when I cut all my hair off, I'm going to say I was 22 years old back in law school. All I had was olive oil and aloe from the grocery store. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've come a long way with respect to liquid product brands, but we don't have any tech, right?
Mm-hmm,
appliances that cater to the needs of women who want to embrace their natural textured hair, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have blow dryers. We have hot curlers, we have flat irons.
Yeah.
But if you want to do your curly hair, you ask any woman, any Black woman, how long it takes her to do her hair. She's going to say between 2 to 5 hours. This is a really, really lengthy.
Hold on, Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn.
Yes.
Come back.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yes.
Black people, come. White people, you're going to be chilling today. you're going to learn something. It takes 2 to 5 hours for y'all to curl your hair?
Yeah, well, not curl it, to embrace this, to do the moisturizing and the detangling and the conditioning and the washing and all of the kind of pieces of this puzzle for natural textured hair takes a really long time. And your shock, you're a Black man, right?
Yeah.
Imagine the shock of the white men in R&D at the L'Oreals, the P&Gs, the Unilevers, all of the companies that typically are responsible for putting out products for us, right? When you think about all of our legacy brands, they're the ones who are putting it out. But those people do not understand what the back end of our wash day looks like. They don't understand what our pain is. So just like you are sitting there saying, I had no idea that this was happening. Neither do the people who are responsible for making the products. And so what I realized was, you know, I came up with this concept and I actually took it to New York to every beauty exec that I could get my hand on. I wasn't thinking about starting a beauty company. I was in the middle of building a real estate company, right?
Right, right, right.
And so I took it to those folks. And they said, this is genius, but we don't make these kinds of products. We acquire companies that make these kinds of products. But if you want to see this made, you're going to have to make it. And here's the thing. I'm in tech-enabled hardware. The barrier to entry in this space is incredible. You shouldn't be able to put a product like this out into the market without at least $3 million in investment. And so, you know, this is really tough stuff. It takes a lot of expertise. It takes a lot of time to build and test and get right.
So I'm one of very few black women who are building new tech that's made for our needs. And so, you know, listen, I'm really excited to get this out there. This technology in and of itself is really great, but what I'm really excited about is all of the black women who are coming to my inbox and saying, I have an idea, I have an idea, I wanna build this, right? There's so much innovation that needs to be unlocked, and right now, we don't have a pathway into hardware because, again, that barrier to entry is incredible.
So when you say barrier to entry, I know what you're talking about, but to the average person walking, and not walking, but watching this show right now, when you're saying barrier to entry, you need to have at least $3 million. You're talking about $3 million in capital raise or capital behind your product.
That's right.
And can you break that down for them? Because we have a lot of people watching who are saying, I got some great ideas, but I didn't know I need to have this kind of capital.
Yeah.
Why do I need to have this kind of capital to get into the tech field?
Yeah, so that's what most people need to get this done. We did this on about $1 million, just over $1 million.
Wow.
And so we were able to do it very leanly. But basically what you're paying for is prototyping, engineering, testing facilities. You're paying for volunteers to come and test. You're paying for videography. You're paying for intellectual property and legal. You're fundraising a lot of money. Every time you fundraise, you're going to have a huge legal bill. And you have to live while you're building your company.
Facts.
So you've got to pay yourself and you got to pay your team.
Wow.
And so it's an extraordinarily expensive process. And again, we've been able to do it leanly because I just have a really dynamic background and I was able to kind of lend a lot of those skills to this process. But for a lot of teams, you know, it takes a lot more hands on deck. And so it takes more time and more money.
What's the passion behind this though? I mean, because, you know, I don't know how to say this the right way. Natural hair is I love natural hair. But when we look at it from the world's perspective, it has a different kind of perception.
Yes.
And I know that there are some ladies, black ladies specifically, who don't want to wear their natural hair because of how it looks or because of the maintenance. And then also because of what other races and what other jobs may say it doesn't look as clean as polished.
That's right.
Why was this such a passion for you to get into this field specifically with the stereotype that's around the natural hair perspective?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. And you're a black person, so I think you can relate to this on some level. But I think for women, because hair is such a big part of our persona, it takes on a deeper level. But imagine walking around and having people look at your hands or your nose or your ears, and that automatically make you uncouth and not good enough.
Wow.
And that's a huge burden.
No, it's a huge burden. When you say that, I remember I had earrings. I still have them, you know. They're still pierced. I had dreads coming down. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking into an interview, intelligent guy.
Yeah.
One thing about me is I'm not book smart. I'm street smart and I know how to sell.
Mm.
And there was a sales opportunity, a sales job open. They wouldn't give me the job because the guy told me, you have dreads.
Yep.
And it was literally cornrows at that time.
Yeah.
But he called them dreads. And I was like, so that, me having cornrows prevents me from selling?
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget, I went home that day and I told my mom and dad that. And immediately my parents, they kind of, I wouldn't say echoed what they said, but they said, we've always told you to keep your hair low.
Yeah.
And I said, but my skills shouldn't be determined by my hair.
That's right.
And if I went through that with having cornrows, I can only imagine what y'all are going through.
Absolutely.
As a black woman.
And it's really hard, right? Because, you know, I've experienced it personally. There's discrimination at work.
Wow.
There's a tinge of discriminating in dating.
Wow.
There are lots of dating? Yeah. There are lots
men
of
didn't want to date you because you had curly hair?
Well, listen, there were plenty of men who skewed towards curly hair.
I was about to say.
But there are a lot of men who want their straight hair. Like, there have been men who I've dated and who were apparently tolerating me, right? But who told me, I mean, I really like it when you straighten your hair. Can you
Can you straighten it for
that's a preference, but
sure. Sure, but nonetheless, you see it, right? There's a certain kind of man, you know that man, mm-hmm. who wants to see his woman weaved up, right? He wants his woman to look a certain way, and that's okay. Here's the thing. We should be able to wear weaves.
Yeah.
And we should be able to wear our braids.
Absolutely.
And we should be able to wear our press outs.
Right.
And we should be able to wear our natural hair. We should be able to do all those things.
Facts.
And so that's really what this is predicated on, you know?
Wow.
I'm a beauty founder, beauty tech founder.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a beauty lady, right? I do not do this because I want to look good for the gram. I do this because I have a really full life.
Wow.
And I want to be able to work out. I want to be able to go to the gym. I want to be able to travel internationally where they're not necessarily going to have my products, where I'm not going to be able to get my blowout. Yeah. And I want to be able to take care of myself, right? Yeah. So that's where this comes from. For me, this comes from a logistical place.
Okay.
And what we also don't talk about is that there are a lot of Black people generally, but Black women in particular, who are struggling with a lot of scalp issues and dermatological issues. So there are lots of dermatitis issues and psoriasis issues. And some of that comes from our phenotype. We produce more oil. Our hair does something different than the rest of the population. However, some of it comes from the frequency with which we're able to wash and style our hair. If it's taking you 3-4 hours to do your hair every time you do it, how many times a week are you going to be able to fit that in?
Right.
And so I've talked to moms, for example, who have a couple of curly kids, and usually it's their Sunday that's designated for hair doing day. Right. And so one kid gets his hair done on one Sunday. The next kid gets his hair done on the next Sunday. And then mom takes care of her hair on the third Sunday. So for that woman, she's only able to really wash and care for her scalp once every 3 weeks. Right. And for some people, even longer. Right. So this is a really deep issue. And for me, it goes so far beyond beauty, right? It's not just a Black woman issue. There are lots of white moms or non-Black moms with Black kids who are trying to figure out how to manage their kid's hair. And they have the best intentions and they want to take care of their kid, but it's a complicated process. It's complicated for us. It's even more complicated for them, right? So the goal for me is to make this process less painful, right? The pain and anguish and anxiety that we go through around caring for our hair is too much. It's a huge weight. And so we call it the ritualist, right? Because we want to give this consumer who's always had to struggle with this thing in silence. You had no idea that this was as deep an issue as it was, right? We want to give them a rich experience. We want to give them a wash day that makes them feel catered to. So that's where a lot of where the name comes from.
And so with this new product that you've made, you said it takes anywhere from 2 to 4, maybe 5 hours to do it. What does your product now bring to the table?
Yes. So let's break it down. When you do your wash day, you usually have 3 or 4 steps. You have the pre-treating step, you have the shower step where you're washing and conditioning.
Yeah.
Then you have the styling step, then you have the drying step.
Okay.
If you do a survey of 100 Black women and ask them which of those steps is causing them the most angst, they'll tell you that it's step 3. It's the detangling and product application and product conditioning.
I can understand that, though. Okay.
Yep. Now, we are developing products for some of those other steps. But for right now, we're focused on really getting that step 3 nice and efficient for this customer.
Okay.
And so basically, listen, our tool is really genius, if I do say so myself, but it's also very simple.
Okay.
What we saw was that when you apply heat to your products, right? Mm-hmm. So we leverage these cool little pods. They're kind of like Keurig K-cups, except for your curl creams and gels. You pop your pod into your tool, and then this tool very gently warms and conditions your products to the perfect temperature where we are decreasing the friction required to detangle your product, where we're unlocking tons of value around moisturizing your hair and getting really great product penetration. That's really important for people who have low porosity hair. That's most of us with afro-textured hair.
Okay.
And then you're able to both style and detangle at the same time. And basically what we're doing is we're streamlining the steps within that sub-step, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if this step is detangling, product conditioning, product application, combing, brushing, we're doing all of that in one fell swoop.
Okay.
And so you're able to save time and make the process easier.
Wow, this sounds so detailed. I understand the simple side of it, but you building this product, how?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't even know how all of this happened so organically. I mean, it is your prototypical founder story. Mm-hmm. I had a problem. I was struggling with this problem. I look at all the women around me. They're also struggling with the problem. There are no solutions. I literally, one night, it's so cheesy. I'm watching Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And there's this lady who says, hey, you know, I built this, you know, curl company in a year and we made $8 million in a year. And this was a kind of majority facing company. And I thought to myself, you know, our people are spending 9 times the rest of the population on products, and we have absolutely no products that cater to our specific needs.
Facts.
There's gotta be something that I can develop to make this huge problem a little less of a problem. And so I sketched out an initial concept on a legal pad, and I went to CVS up on Wisconsin Avenue and the Ace Hardware in Glover Park, and I bought up combs and brushes, and I went to the Ace Hardware and bought up hinges and soldering irons, and I went home and I made this Frankenstein prototype. And with that prototype, I went around to the people, and remember, at this time, I'm building a real estate company, right? So I go around to friends of mine, and just on a whim, I'm saying, hey, if this ugly thing that I just built, if just imagine that it could do this and it could do this other thing, would you buy that? And I started to see these women, their eyes are like lighting up in a way that I've never seen. You have to understand, I have always been out here hustling, right? So, you know, I've always got a business idea or two. I've never seen like this genuine enthusiasm. And quite frankly, I still wasn't there yet. I still didn't think, well, we're about to become a beauty tech founder. Didn't see that coming. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a manufacturer. I had no idea how this space worked. But I knew that the thing needed to be made. And so I got on the train, the Amtrak from DC to New York, and I would take as many meetings with as many beauty execs as I could. And most of them didn't know what I was talking about, right? Because most of these execs didn't look like me. They're not from my community. They have no idea what this pain point is. They have no context for it. But I ran into a young man. His name is Keenan Beasley. Keenan Beasley at the time was a VP at L'Oreal. But he went on to start some of our more iconic brands in the black beauty space. And Keenan said, this is genius. I get it. This is genius. It needs to happen, but L'Oreal isn't going to build this. You need to build this. And so I went back to DC and I started building.
You came back to DC.
Yep.
And started building.
Yes.
And I want to pause right there because this is a show where we teach.
Yes.
You taught so much in that statement. Very first thing you said that I really want y'all to capture this, you saw a problem, you filled it with a need.
Yes.
No, I'm gonna say that. That's wrong. You saw a problem, you saw a need, and you resolved it.
Yes. We built a solution
there. You built a solution for it. How many of you all see a problem, but you don't see a solution, and you're scared to get out there and ask the questions like what Dawn did? And she was met with opposition. Ah, don't get it. Ah, don't understand it. And she kept going until she met a person who said, yo, I see it. It's brilliant. We can't do it, but you need to do it. And for me, that's like with me. I saw a problem in the minority community.
Yep.
I said, yo, we need financial education, but the way that we're getting it from other people, it's not the way that we need it.
That's right.
And so I say, you know, let me step out and give it to my people the way that I know that we need it. Mm-hmm. And I've met with so many you're crazy leaving Dave Ramsey. You're doing this. You're da-da-da-da-da. You're never going da-da-da-da. But it's people like you who I didn't even know have reached out, who's been watching. Like, yo, I want to come on the show and ask you some money questions. I'm like, wait, what? Whoa, wait a minute. So what I'm doing makes sense. What you're doing makes sense and it's needed. You saw a problem. You did research. You ask questions. You were met with opposition.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But you didn't give up.
That's right.
You did something that I don't really like.
I know.
And I want to go there because I think it's just important to have that conversation. Like, you saw this so clearly.
So clearly.
That you were like, yo, I have to do this.
Yeah.
You sold your house.
No. I sold my multi-unit. Oof.
You sold a multi-unit?
In D.C.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
It said house on a sheet of paper. It didn't say multi-unit.
Yeah.
And you went and...
I know.
You went to your 401k.
I did.
And you emptied it.
Emptied it.
Can I ask how much was in it? How much was in it?
It was a nice little seed fund.
Recently, I've completed my full estate plan, and it's been an emotional journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. But now I have a peace of mind knowing that my family and loved ones are well taken care of. But here's something you may not know that I think you need to know. According to a recent study, nearly 60% of African American adults have life insurance. Now, wait a minute. Many of these policies may not provide sufficient coverage to fully protect their families in case of unexpected deaths. This lack of adequate coverage is a pressing issue among the Black community. It can lead to financial difficulties and potentially hinder the building of generational wealth. In today's time, it's more important than ever for African Americans to give priority to life insurance and estate planning. You see, by doing so, you can ensure that your loved ones are secure in the event of your passing. This covers funeral and burial costs, clears all debts and mortgages, and provides a financial cushion to help them continue building wealth, long-lasting wealth. Don't leave your family's financial future to chance. I want you to secure life insurance today. I want you to get a free life insurance quote through my friends at Ethos. All you gotta do is go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/life insurance for your free quote, or click the link in today's show notes. Protect your family's future and attain a peace of mind. Act right now, and let's get back to today's show.
Someone watching right now saying, Anthony, I got a dope idea.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me about $300,000 to do it.
Yep.
I got it in my 401k. Mm-hmm. I got it in the equity in my home. Mm-mm. Hold on, Don. But you did it, Don.
Yeah.
I can go do this, and I can come out making $1 million in a year, 2 years, yep. Year one.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell him right now? Honestly.
Don't do that. I had to do that.
Okay.
Because when I started in this space, there were maybe one or two Black women who had attempted hardware prior to me. I'm not even joking.
Gotcha.
It's a handful of us.
Okay.
Even now, you can count on maybe two sets of your hands and your toes.
Okay.
How many Black women are out here building hardware?
Okay.
And I had to do that because there was no precedent for going out and raising for tech-enabled hardware that's, you know, specifically for the needs of Black women.
Okay, okay.
Right? So a lot of what we're doing here is we're trying to make a case. We're trying to make the point that when you serve a niche, when you serve Black women, when you serve an over-indexing niche, this isn't charity. This is good business.
Right.
Right? So the hope is that next person who has the really great idea, they can use me. They can use Arianne Long. They can use Ellington West, right? Mm-hmm. They can use these amazing Black women who have fought against the odds and who have gotten their companies funded. They can say, hey, look, there's a pattern that you can match to. There's a data point out there that suggests that investing in me would be a good bet too, right? Mm-hmm. So hopefully no one has to do that. And here's the thing, God works. And I'm in a position where I can get a lot of what I sacrificed back, right? Gotcha. I moved to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore is doing what DC was doing in real estate 20 years ago, right?
Are they?
Yeah, it's really powerful, right?
Wow.
And there are a lot of people just like there were 20 years ago in DC who were afraid to go into certain neighborhoods. I'm from Southeast. I'm not afraid to go into those neighborhoods.
Right.
Now that I've spent a little bit of time in Baltimore, I'm starting to get to know these neighborhoods and understand the dynamic in a way that makes investment a little bit more realistic. And so I'm going to get back what I lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a calling for me. Right? This is about so much than just beauty tech.
Mm-hmm.
This has, in order to get into the space and raise millions of dollars, right? I had to get into the space. I had to become an ecosystem builder. I had to learn the language of venture. I had to learn how to convince these most people who don't look like me to go in on this thing that they have no understanding of what this is or the problem that I'm solving. How do you do that? I learned to speak that language, right? And in doing that, I became a huge proponent of women generally in tech, but Black women in particular. And doing this work, right, I worked for a lot of organizations. You've probably heard of a lot of them, Black Girl Ventures, the Veneta Project, right? And in these positions, not only did I get to be a fly on the wall in the back room where those VCs are saying the things that founders never hear, I also got to collect data. Right. I also got to literally develop a database of women and Black women in tech in DC and see what they're doing, see what their milestones are, see what their revenues are, see what's going on, and then compare that to their usually male and usually white male counterparts. Right. And these guys over here aren't coming close to these women. Right. But these guys are getting the dollars.
You know, when I hear you talk about that, it reminds me of my dear friend Arianne Simone, one of the co-founders of Fearless Fund, and how the government has now blocked her from funding a minority women like yourself.
Yep.
And it pisses me off that the government would do that, because when I look at how hard you're working, you need funding. Because you still have to raise more money to get this product out there even more for people of color, specifically Black women.
Yes.
So that way they can get back more of their time.
That's right.
I don't look at this as a product that helps hair.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said, that a Black woman really can't take care of her hair but once a month. And that's going to give them back more time to help their hair, but at the same time, put more time back in with their kids,
in
with their families, more time back into their businesses.
Into their health. Workouts.
Exactly.
All the things.
Because like one thing we do know about, you know, our Black sisters is when y'all look good, you feel good.
That's right.
When you feel good, y'all talk better, you walk better, you're in a healthier place to be a healthier woman.
Yeah.
And so this product is not just about helping with the hair, but it's giving life back.
That's right.
It's giving time back. And when I think about what the government is doing, and we're going to put all of Dawn's information, you guys, inside the show notes, but we're also going to put Fearless Fund information inside of there, because they are doing a call to where the president will make an executive order to where he can block the government from stopping someone because of race. And one thing that we're going to do here at the Neatness Network is we're going to be giving away a scholarship and a grant to people of color.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know,
I love
and
that.
We are going to be making sure that, hey, if you got a business idea, a business concept, we want to sow a seed into that. Because what Fearless Fund, what these other organizations are doing, it's needed. Because if you wouldn't have had no one to donate to you, where would you be at today?
They didn't donate. They invested.
They invested. That's what I'm saying. Invested. Where would you be at today if you didn't have investors?
I wouldn't be here. There's no way that I could have done this without investors. And what you're doing is powerful, but you don't realize how powerful it is.
Wow.
In venture, right? So when we think of high growth, high trajectory startup companies, right? In venture, Black women are over, as we tend to do, we're over indexing in terms of how many of us are starting companies and how many of us are sustaining those companies.
Mm.
But we're under indexing in the amount of funding that we're getting. So the last statistic that I'm familiar with is Black women are receiving 0.0006% of venture funding, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And so even though we're over, you know, when you think about the women in the space who are really performing, I mean, these are not slackers. These are not 19-year-olds who are just coming out of school, right? These are women with degrees. These are women with whole careers behind them. These are women with experience.
Wow.
And they're still not getting the support of the 19-year-old who's still in school, who has an idea that he's jotted down on a paper.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Break down venture capital funding for the people who are watching. I keep saying VC, venture capital funding, investors. What's the easiest way you can explain that?
Mm-hmm. Venture capital is an asset class that is looking for extraordinary returns from a select number of their investments, right? So these venture capital firms are looking for, you know, people to take those moonshot bets to build really big companies with new innovative business models and new innovative innovation, right? But that's really hard. It's really difficult to build companies like this. In the hardware space, only 3% of startups actually manage to get their product to market and into customer hands, right? So it's a really tough game. And so these venture capital firms, let's say they do 100 investments, they're looking for two of them to go the distance, right?
Yep.
They're looking for two of them, not just to have robust returns. These guys are looking for 1,000x, 10,000x returns, right? So they're looking for those unicorn returns. They're looking for their companies to build billion-dollar plus valuations, and it's really difficult to spot that, right? So you're basically kind of playing the lottery. And so a lot of what these guys make their decisions based on, there's numbers, there's a rubric, and also a lot of it is intuition.
Yes, ma'am.
And also a lot of it is pattern matching,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And so we've seen the first generation of, you know, Silicon Valley, big startups, right? The Facebooks, the Ubers, right?
Yes.
All of those guys look a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're Stanford dropouts and they're kind of nerdy and they're white guys and they're wearing their, you know, tennis shoes and their sweatshirt. Right. And so when VCs see that, that is what success looks like.
Right.
Meanwhile, when I walk into the room, they're like, hey, ma'am, would you mind getting me another cup of coffee?
God.
Now, meanwhile, I'm the lawyer.
Wow.
I'm the person who's actually had several successful careers.
Come on now.
Right?
Yeah.
But the child who walks in behind me
with
a different demographic, that's who they're writing the check to. But here's the thing. This is what we're not going to do, Anthony.
Right.
We're not going to sit here and complain.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Because we can't change this landscape. I can't change what those people are going to do.
Right.
All I can do, and this is what entrepreneurship is, and this is why these Black women are out here killing it the way that they're killing it. This is why they're coming after Fearless Fund. They see us.
Yes.
And they see that even though they're not funding us, we're still building.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And they've seen us in every vertical that you've given us access to.
Yeah.
We tear it up. Right?
The last 4 years, Black women have been a leading rise entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
It's been that for the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
You all are outpacing white men, white women, Black men, Asian men. Like, you all are on the rise.
There's a beautiful study that was put out by the Kansas City Fed. You should include this in the show notes too.
Okay.
Done by Del Gines, who's a huge proponent of Black women entrepreneurs. And it really lays out the case,
Okay.
These are the numbers. This is how many of us are entering the space. This is how many of the average entrepreneur, how many years they're able to sustain their business. Look at Black women, how they're outpacing that, right? Wow. So they do a beautiful job of putting the case out there and showing this is how this niche is overproducing,
yeah,
and how they're being undersupported. But I tell you that because, you know, here's the thing. There is a lack of support in this space, but it has also forced us to step up our game. Mm. I do not get the leeway that the young man with no credentials and no career, I don't get the leeway that he does, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But not getting that leeway forces me to learn. It forces me to have a different level of diligence.
Wow.
And it's forced, that's why we're performing the way that we are.
Wow.
Right? And so we're not going to complain about it. We know the statistics, and it's important for us to understand the matrix that we're living in.
Yeah.
But it's our job to step outside of that matrix and to find the opportunities and to use those incredible gifts that we have as a community, right, to get the support that we need to bring these incredible innovations to market.
Yo, listen, I wish we had an hour long show. this is so rich, and I want to get you back going. I want to keep going deeper. I even want to figure out what can we do to help other Black women get their ideas and concepts out there. Maybe there's a show to where we could do a show, a call-in show, and we just have people call in with their ideas and maybe get thoughts from you on it or something like
Beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
I think that would be great. In regards to ending, we'll have a little bit of fun, but this product, is it available for purchase yet?
It is. It's available on our website at ritualist.com. That's RICHUALIST.
Okay.
And you can find us on social media at Get Ritualist on Instagram and Get.Ritualist on TikTok.
Yo, man. I mean, I want y'all to go check it out. Try the product out. Share the product. Because we got some more work we got to do for this product. We need to get it out in every single store that we possibly can. And I want to help Dawn get rich.
Oh.
I mean, it's like if Dawn can help get rich, then she's going to help other people
rich. That's right.
And then she's going to help a lot of people. And this is what I like about the product. The product is a great product. And when you create a great product or create a good service, you deserve the ROI.
Mm-hmm.
Because, y'all, I mean, we didn't have a chance to talk through it, but while she's building, she was facing cancer, going through chemo. She sold her home. She got rid of her 401k, y'all, and she was still thriving and pushing forward. And I got to go there. Like, y'all, how many of you all are this lazy? You know what I'm saying? Like you have this idea that God gave you.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on it because, I got a full-time job. This woman was going through cancer.
She was.
And she was like, I can't give up. Mm. Oh, I got two children. I'm not saying that is not a reason why you may have to move slower or try to come up with a different path, but it shouldn't stop you from going after your dreams and doing the thing. Because if she wouldn't have came up with this product, some of y'all ladies would be frustrated. And there's something inside of you that is bringing healing, that is bringing a smile, that is helping people, and that it could help people, but you're sitting on it because you're lazy. The greatest enemy to your success is always and will always be your excuse. We got to stop blaming the white man. Oh, the system wasn't made for me. The system wasn't made for her neither. And she's getting around the system while fighting the system. She's throwing elbows. She's having conversations. She's growing the right relationships. And she may have to pivot around certain things, but she's not allowing that excuse to stop her from winning.
I'm not. And can I say something
before
you wrap? As you know, mm-hmm, I gave up a lot to build this company.
Yeah.
I'm very risk adjacent, right? Not everybody has that risk profile. Not everybody should have that risk profile, right?
Facts.
But I'm also not stupid, right?
Right?
So over the course of the past 5-7 years, I've been watching you. And
I know.
I've been listening to you.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Because you have to have both of those things.
Yeah.
I need to be risk adjacent.
Right.
And now that we're in a certain position as a company, now I need to be on my game. Now I need to have the discipline. Now I need the education.
Yeah.
And so we are an ecosystem.
Wow.
And I'm doing everything that I can do. My homegirls in the space are doing everything that they can do to support Black women in tech and startups and venture, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you are supporting us by giving us the tools we need to get back on our feet after we surmount these impossible obstacles.
Wow.
So thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. you. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it next show. My sister just made a huge pivot in life. She left the Christianity world and joined the Islam world.
That's right.
And I am curious. One thing, why? Like, what was the thing that said, you know what? I want to go from here to there.
Listen, it's a whole story, and we're not going to get into it. But I'll give you the synopsized version. 2022, okay. I get a cancer diagnosis.
Yes.
I was not here for it. I did not want to be here for it.
Mm.
I was done. Mm. I had faced enough hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a very clear message.
Mm.
And I didn't understand who that message was from.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very clear to me today who that message was from.
Mm.
And that message was, I got you. Everything you want is on the other side. But I need you to get to the other side.
Mm.
And I had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations to become the kind of person who can have the life and have the joy and have the happiness that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But he took me through my paces very deliberately.
Mm.
And I didn't really have a choice, right? It was one of those things where it unfolded so organically, and it was so clear that this is where I was supposed to be.
We got to talk about it. We got to bring you back on to talk about it. I love this. I had a sharp young lady on my show just a month or so ago, and she was a Christian and she turned atheist.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is so good. Like, I love having these kind of conversations just to learn and grow. You know, I went to seminary school and I have all the education, right, around the biblical stance. And I'm like, but at the same time, I feel as if, how come we can't have an honest conversation and a respectful conversation? Because at the end of the day, you're still my sister.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still your brother. I love you. And I'm like, what you're doing is great. And we're going to support you no matter what. That's why I waited to the end to say this. And I'm like, yo, but it's like, your spirit when you came in was just so loving.
Oh.
You know, and Michelle, my producer, told me, she's like, hey, just FYI, she is Islam. I was like, dope.
Like,
I have a lot of friends who are in that faith, and one thing I love about them is they love their Black sisters.
Yes.
They protect their Black sisters.
Yes.
I talk to them about dating, and I'm like, man, y'all are strict over there, which Christians are strict too.
Mm-hmm.
People are strict, but it's like there's just something different about that Islam, you know, in the dating world and marriage world.
Yes.
And I just love, I have my questions, I ain't gonna lie about that.
Yeah.
But it's like I still love my brothers and sisters, and some of the dopest and nicest people that I've ever met are Muslim.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the Florida's top 100 most influential 30 under 30 individuals, six of them were Muslims. And I mean, we had some of the dopest conversations. Mm-hmm. Every time we met up for that whole year. We met once a month for a whole year. And they will all come sit next to me.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yo, you're the only Christian that won't like make us feel like you're trying to convert us. I'm like, bro, I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yep.
If he was here, he would have a conversation with you.
And we love your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's very much a part of our story in Islam.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to definitely have a conversation. We're going to put all of Don's information, you guys, inside of the show notes. Go get the product. And we are going to also link Fearless Fund inside of today's show notes, too, because I wanted us to get behind Ariane and her amazing team over there. And help them get this signed, because what they're doing is helping people like Dawn.
Yes.
And people like yourself who will come up with creative ideas. And their whole mission was, hey, we just want to give $10,000 grants out, just $10,000 grants out to small African-American women of color, small business owners, not small African-American women, but small African-American business owners, mm-hmm. specifically women. And so I just feel as if I got to put my brand behind it. And we'll announce sometime this year how and where we're going to give away this. We're going to give away a $10,000 grant, too. And if you want to be a part of that, hey, shoot me an email. If we want to go from 10 grand to 20 grand to 30 grand, let's do it. And we'll get Dawn involved with it, too, to help us make sure we give it away the correct way. And
that's right.
All right, y'all. So we love you. God bless you. We'll see you in the next show. Peace out.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.